This is message M051, Controlling the Soul. A word given by Cecil J. DeSille, 13th of February, 1973.
I had fasted to a point of saturation where I could don't eat for 3 days, don't drink any water, work strong as ever, chop wood, do anything. For 3 days I would go on without water or food because I got used to it. So I lost the strength of the fasting. Amen. So you see, you can overdo anything. But now when you do it like that, you said, all right, then you say, I'm going to fast a whole day. And you fast that whole day and you drink honey and warm water or cold, any way you like it. Take as much orange as you can. Please don't take the orange juices that they are putting out because they are not fully orange juice. Most of them are mixed, vitaminized, and they say they put additives to them and all like that. You don't want any additives. You want just citric acid, orange juice. That's what you're going to take. So buy the oranges and juice them and drink them or eat them or eat the grapefruits or any citrus, you see, lime, anything you want to take. You take that, take as much water, as much honey as you want, and you keep out for a day or two. And so you gradually break that body in, and then please don't just jump and swallow heavy food with heavy proteins and things like that after your fasting, because your body has to begin to start making the juices to digest your food before you throw food down in your stomach. And therefore, if you drink other juices that will help you on, and drink milk and drink something else, you will be better off than just jerking the body up and down, you see. Because when you start fasting, the body stops making the juices that digest your food, and or it makes it in less quantity. You don't need it anymore, so the body begin to adjust itself, stop making these juices. Then all of a sudden, bam, you throw some heavy food or heavy protein or something else in your stomach, and your body is on a rush to get out of your bloodstream all these juices to come and digest it. You see, it's not good. So I am saying this, brethren, that we are talking about the control of the soul. This soul, your soul nature, must not be a wild beast. It must be under proper control. And this control, God has given you the power to control your soul. You must control your soul by the powers which God has given you. Now, you have the mind. What is the mind? The mind is a spiritual thing that presides over the brain. Your mind is a spiritual thing that presides over the brain, the chain of God's communication is God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, over your mind. Of course, you have Jesus in you, so I don't put that as God the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Then that's over your mind. Then your mind is over your soul. You see, and your soul is over your body. That's how you get action in the body from heaven. You see, it's a chain of action. So the mind here is the spiritual energy, part of your being, that controls your physical brain, like a man that controls a computer. Your brain is a computer that controls your body. So the man that controls the computer is your mind. And the spirit that controls your mind is your spirit. And the spirit that controls your spirit is the Holy Ghost. See the chain of authority? And so this is how we get action in the mind. So therefore, when the energy begins to come through from heaven into your mind, you recognize it. That's how you prophesy. You sit down there and you hear certain things coming through. You didn't think that, but you just, you know, you just hear that in your mind. You hear, thus saith the Lord, or something else. And you say, well, let me say it out and see what happens. And you say, thus saith the Lord, and something else just came flowing through. And the moment you unplug that thing, water begins to flow. That's how you work into prophecy. Many of you didn't know that, but you must try it sometime. You can try it in meetings like this, because this is where you ought to be anyhow. You have no right in a church where you couldn't practice the gifts of the Spirit. You see, you just have no right there. And praise God. You need to come among people like yourself. All of you meet together and let the flow begin to come. You pull that cork out and boom, the water begin to flow through. And there you have. So God is like you see, all Spirit, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and God Father. And that chain is down there pressing. You pull that top of here and push into your soul comes all the energy from heaven. And so this energy comes, it forms a will to serve God. Oh, you get such a strong will to serve God that you can't help yourself anymore. Oh, I'm not going to stay around here. I might as well go. But you know, there's a pressure coming through because you opened your mind to the Spirit. And so this is the basic thought pertaining to the control of the soul. The mind, you say, how must I control my mind? Because sometimes some of us minds get wild. Now you control the mind by submitting the mind to the Spirit of God. You submit the mind to the Spirit of God by two ways. By talking to God and listening to God. Talking and listening is one way. And the other way is by reading the Word of God. You see. So sometimes you study a passage by heart. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. You keep repeating that thing sinks down, deep down, deep down in your soul. That's what you call chewing cud. And you chew your cud while you're working in the daytime. You know, you memorize scriptures and chew your cud while you're working in the daytime. And God will break through into your conscious mind and give you such energy and such life you've never known before. Then in your quiet moments, you must have quiet moments. I don't know what you do to have your quiet moments, but you must have quiet moments. Now, one sister told me that she had to rob her sleep at night to have quiet moments. And it was telling on her body. She was getting weak and nervous and everything else because she was robbing her sleep at night to get the quiet moments because she couldn't get it any other time. I said, sister, you've got to find a way to break away. You have got to find a way to break away and to have quiet moments outside of robbing your sleep. And there are so many ways. There are so many ways, President. I mean, if you must even go down to the library and take a book like you're reading and just talk to God, there must be some way to get away. And I say, if you have children and you can't get away from them, then there is somebody else who have children and can't get away from them. Right? So all you have to do, arrange with the other sister who has children and can't get away from them, and you give her your children and you get away, and she give you her children and she get away. And so body ministry starts right there. I know in one group, they would have one day when all one sister keep all the children. To one or two sisters would keep all the children. And then they take the children to another house the next day, and each sister would get her time. Praise God, when you want to go to shopping center or somewhere else, you find something to do with the children. And so we have to make ways But there is a quiet time with God that is invaluable. It's just invaluable. A great time for God is early in the morning before anybody else wakes. A great time for God before anybody else gets up. But you must go to bed early. Now that's bad advice when I keep you up till 1 o'clock. So, you know, early in the morning. Anyhow, it seems to me that we have got to make ways that the devil tried to jam us in our natural life in order to wreck our spiritual life. And he's not smarter than we are. You are determined to do something for God. Don't let him jam you. He'll make you sit up all night. And you could have done what you've been doing night some other time. Make you sit up all night in order to jam you next day that you can't hear the word of God. Make you sleepy and jaded and you're struggling. So this is the kind of thing we're talking about. We are dealing with a balance. A balance. And the Spirit and the Word is going to balance you and make you ride on an even keel. And then you get that body out of balance. You get that human being out of balance, man, you just can't do anything. This is what the devil is trying to do every time. He makes your husband start quarrel or tearing up the place or grunchy and this, that. He's trying to get you off balance. And if you be like a tightrope walker and learn how to keep on balance with all that the devil is going on with, you just beat him straight and lame. So this is what we are talking about. The control of the soul. You must control your own soul by the Spirit of God and by the Christ that is within you. And don't allow the external circumstances to control you. Just don't allow them. Tell them that you are boss here. Don't allow it, regardless of what you're going to lose. Let it go. But don't allow the external circumstances to control your soul. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Now we can talk about it. Hallelujah. You see, one scripture said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, if the world is going to set the pattern for what you should think, then it's the world controlling you. Do you know I can control you by reverse psychology? I can, listen, I'm going to do something here now. You see what I made her do? Amen. Quiet. She put up her defenses. I lift that book as if I was going to hit her, and she put up her defenses. So I can make her put up her defenses when I want to. And from that point, I can make her do other things. And this is the way the devil does it. Amen. If he can control you by coming against you and cause you to make an opposite action against him, then he's controlling you by reverse psychology. And once he begins to do you that, he'll do you other things to make you do other things, and he keeps doing you until he gets you doing what he wants you to do by just doing the opposite. Amen. See, praise God. So yes, brother.
Then when we're bothered by evil spirits, is primarily in the area of emotions?
No. You see, the evil spirits can occupy the body.
Oh, right.
They can occupy the body. They can oppress the body. They can oppress the mind. But the only way they can oppress any area of you is when that area is in their territory. Because if the mind is in Christ, they can't touch it. And this is a secret. If your emotions are in Christ, they can't touch it. If your will and desires are in Christ, they can't touch it. But it's when you are walking in their area that they can hurt you. And they are always studying you, always studying you. You come here, you get this lesson, they are here, and they are going to make a counter move against you, you know. And the strangest thing, they might come to you and say, you know, that fellow is right, you know. You know. And by the time you say, well, this must be the Lord speaking to me, he said, but there is one thing wrong there. You know what I mean? And it comes right around, just like any old wretched psychologist. They study you for 6,000 years and they know humanity. At least they think they know humanity. If they really know humanity, they would throw in their towel. Because I from what I know of humanity, the thing that God made, this thing is going to continue till we beat them right down into the ground. Yes, that's what human beings are. You see, you watch the fight in Vietnam. You think those people would get tired of fighting, will you? They never get tired of fighting. They get more acclimatized to the fight. And this is what is happening with humanity. We have been beaten and kicked and beaten and kicked by devils until God has allowed us to be beaten and kicked in order that we might rise up one day and just finish the battle. God gives you the tools and you keep being beaten and kicked, being beaten and kicked. All by these demon spirits. You like to see demon spirits have our people tearing them to pieces, wrecking every marriage, turning them into the hospitals, killing them with all cancer and all these kind of things. And it begins to well up in the hearts of some. But we have the power to stop them. We do have the power to stop them. We do have the power. You go, oh God, give me the power to stop them. And then God begins to come through. Because you see, if God gives us power and we are not matured, we'll do the wrong things with power. So we need to get matured and at the same time get the amount of power that we need. And so as we progress, God is just smiling back there. You see, because he knows what's going to happen. He's got the patience to wait. And he's waiting, and in our time we are going to see men rise up into the full stature of Jesus Christ and take over the kingdom from the devil. Hallelujah. This is glorious. This is beautiful. Amen. This, you see, that's why God can afford to sit down and see all this destruction going on. And I figure God just stand back there smiling. All the shooting and killing and the wretchedness. And God says, okay. He believes, he knows we're going to win. He knows we're going to win. That the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. You see, so when some of our poor brethren go around and say they are already manifested sons of God, you need to pray for them. Because Paul said, if you were perfect, then I would rejoice, for I would be perfect too. So it is. If one man comes to brother, the whole thing is going to break down. Satan will be torn to pieces. He'll bind the devil and all of us will be set free. So the first fruits are going to do just that. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Any more questions? Praise the Holy.
That pain then, God, Holy Spirit, Spirit, mind, would go on then to what?
Body.
Emotions, desires, body.
Yeah, well, you see, soul. Soul is mind, emotions, desire. And when this mind is so powerful, brother, that the mind controls the emotions. You know, at one time I thought it was the nervous system that controls my feelings. I found out it was my mind that controlled my feelings. Because here comes a man and he hypnotized this boy. And after he hypnotized the boy, he pushed a needle right through the boy's head and the needle came out the other side. And the boy didn't feel the needle, you see. The next thing, he called a girl and he took one leg, one feet and put it on one chair and he put her head on the other chair, and he held it like this, and he suggested to her that she was as stiff as a piece of board. And the child just was as stiff as a piece of board. He stood up on her, and she didn't flinch. You see, it's her own mind that did all that. And I mean, if you just realize how powerful this mind is, you all the antibiotics and things they use it, that mind could have told yourself that, well, you deadened this part of your body and you didn't feel it. Because we are not in control. This is what is causing the problem. Of course, we're not preaching mind over matter. We're preaching Jesus Christ over mind over matter. Amen. That's the difference. You see, the people who preach mind over matter, metaphysics, they go into a different area now where they don't have Jesus, and they say mind over matter. So who is it over mind? Devil. You see, so the devil glad for such a preaching because he takes over the mind, and then he shows them some results. Devil over mind over matter. But this one is God over mind over matter. Over every part of your soul. And once, if this person says he's studying mind over matter, or let us say he says he's a Christian, and you see he can do a wonderful lot of miracles there with his through his mind, the power of the soul. He's doing a lot of miracles through the power of his soul. Then check his own soul. If his own soul is up to the standard of the power or the miracle that he's doing over there, then he's really of God. That is, if his emotions are under God, calm and sweet. Amen. If his will is under the will of God, he's walking in the will of God. If his desires are well rounded by the Lord and are only being brought forth what God would have him do, desire, then you know, one thing sure, that all those miracles are of God. But if you see a man doing great miracles and he will get up and bat somebody's head off or get blind mad or get hurt if you said anything to him, it means that he is not under God. His mind is under the devil, and that's where the power is coming from to do the miracle. So,
mind itself really is not the source of the power.
No.
The instrument for receiving.
For receiving the power. You see, your mind is just a little tiny bit of spirit in all these big spirits. Your mind hasn't got that energy to really generate such power. I've seen men in the Rosicrucianists who would think of a thing, the books on the shelf there, and he just think of that book, and that book get right up and sail off and hit over there. You see, and thing, he thinks it's he who is doing it. You see, he thinks it's he who is doing it, but it is the spirit to which his mind is subject that is doing it. Praise his name. Hallelujah. So, God bless you.
This is the end of message, M051. Controlling the Soul.